Esther chapter 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and did Haman reverence, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants who were in the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why transgressest thou the king's commandment?" And it came to pass, as they spoke daily to him, and he hearkened not to them, that they informed Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, Haman was full of fury. But he scorned to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had made known to him the people of Mordecai. Therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were in the kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman for each day and for each month, to the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a people scattered abroad and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from those of every people, and they keep not the king's laws, and it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those that have charge of the affairs to bring it into the king's treasuries." And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. And the king said to Haman, "The silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as seems good to thee." Then were the king's scribes called in the first month, on the 13th day of the month, and there was written according to all that Haman commanded unto the king's satraps, and to the governors over every province, and to the princes of every people, to every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people according to their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, upon the 13th of the 12th month, that is, the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. That the decree might be given in every province, a copy of the writing was published to all peoples, that they should be ready against that day. The couriers went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the fortress. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was in consternation.